Earlier this week, we spoke with a House of Harley owner, John Shaler, who talked about the brand's recent efforts to reach out to women riders. Lake Effect essayist Heidi Friedrichs is already pretty comfortable on a Harley most of the time.
Wow, that's so cool. That's what I hear from onlookers when I'm riding my motorcycle. They stick their head out the car window and ask, "Does that bike go fast? Or is it fun? Or is that easy to ride?" Yes, yes, and yes. That's how it's been since I started riding over 3 years ago. Everywhere I go, it's like that. People smile at me and wave me through intersections. I gratefully acknowledge their kindness and silently thank them for not running me over. That's what I love about motorcycling. It connects people with one another through the sheer fact that we all like to play. And so, when I went to a bike show at a Harley dealership, it was with this in mind. I wanted to play with the big kids now. I still blame my sister for talking me into buying the V-Rod, but honestly, it was time for me to take it up a notch and get the right bike for me. My first motorcycle, a Sportster, was not designed for a woman of my age and, shall we say, talent for riding. Plus, it was just too damn loud, in my humble opinion. When I saw the cobalt and silver 2007 V-Rod at a dealership, I didn't even know this kind of bike existed. It was all curvy and racy and sexy. I thought, that's the bike for me. It just begs you to drape yourself over it and have your photo taken. Though clearly, I'm not really the draping type. Fast forward to the weekly bike night at the Harley-Davidson Museum. After riding down with a group of riders from the dealership, feeling all cool and confident and strong, I roamed around the grounds, made a few friends, had a beverage, got back on my bike to head home, and click, 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 nothing. I knew it was bound to end, the fantasy of being a cool, hot biker chick. It was just too good to be true. The bubble burst the moment I couldn't start my bike. Funny, the guys started drifting over little by little to offer some advice, which was super nice, and I was flattered by their sincere interest in my dilemma. Security guards, veteran bikers, older men with walking canes, even the woman who had led our ride came over to investigate the trouble. No one knew exactly, except for one guy, Tom, who owns a V-Rod. "Just walk away with your fob and come back in a half hour," he advised. Well, did I listen? No. I listened to this other guy, who clearly had had a few beers in him already by this time, who slurred, "Think John Wayne. Well, I'll push you and you steer and pop the clutch." Well, since I always do what I'm told, I did what he said. But I was more worried about how ridiculous I looked on this expensive machine wobbling down the main strip than popping the clutch and throttling the bike. But I managed to do all three things at once: worry, throttle, and pop the clutch. And still nothing happened. We were the circus act that evening as everyone stood around and watched our charade, thinking only who knows what, but my guess is something along the lines of, "That chick doesn't know jack about her bike." Ah, but I do. It turns out the V-Rod has a very fancy-schmancy security system, which is very sensitive and apparently doesn't like crowds. Kind of like me. I think she was freaked out by being surrounded by so many other bigger baggers, so she pouted, flickered her warning lights, gave me the silent treatment, and stubbornly shut down. I sadly went home without my bike and embarrassed that I didn't know how to fix the problem. By then it was storming and I wouldn't have ridden home anyway. Still, bright and early next morning, after a fitful night of second-guessing myself, I returned to my bike at the museum and made nice with her, and she fired right up, of course. A little R&R was all she needed and time to cool her engines. The V-Rod is a very forgiving bike. Reminds me of a relationship I was in once. But I'll save that story for another time.
Lake Effect essayist Heidi Friedrichs writes essays and short stories about life in and around Milwaukee. She's been published on numerous websites, newspapers, and magazines in Florida and Wisconsin. That is Friday's edition of Lake Effect. We're produced by our own pack of journalists, including Stephanie Lecce, Dan Harmon, Bonnie North, and Amy Kiley, with able assistance from Eleanor Peterson and Nathan Royster. And this week we say a fond goodbye to Rachel Bloom, who heads back to Rhode Island after her summer with us. Keep that name in mind because we are sure you will hear it on the radio again someday. I'm Mitch Tyke. Taking us out today is the Milwaukee area jazz act called Christopher's Project with a Harley-specific tune called Let It Ride. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. Let it ride.